Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight because in a few minutes we're going to have a very special guest. But first, I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. We're going to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Lord, thanking you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we ask that you bless this particular ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Bless each guest who come on this ministry, everything that they touch, everything that they aspire to do, would you bless them, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you a very special guest. I am so honored to be able to interview this particular guest. This particular guest is a state senator by the name of Mr. Elbert Guillory, and he's in the race in Louisiana for U.S. Congressman. You may recall him from his YouTube videos that had millions of hits when he switched to becoming Republican in 2013. He spoke in D.C. to a few conservative groups, including Judicial Watch, and he headed up the Leadership Institute's monthly June breakfast. As an African-American gentleman, he was elected Republican. He is in great demand all over the country and the United States, and he will be addressing events in Cleveland during the convention. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others State Senator Elbert Guillory. Mr. Guillory, are you on the line? Mr. Guillory, are you on the line? Can you hear me? Mr. Guillory is not on the line right now. So let me see what's going on here. Let me send a message. Let's see here. Give me just a second. I'm going to try to email to see if we can get Mr. Guillory on the line because we'll be ready to go as soon as he is on the line. Let me see here if we can do this real quick. Give me just a second. We are on live radio, and we're going to be patient because we understand and realize that people's schedules are hectic. So give me just a second. Someone's on the line here. Let me try to call to see. Give me just a second.
The tone. Please.
Okay, so Mr. Guillory is not on the line yet, but there are many individuals who are on the line. I'm going to go ahead and start with the announcements, and as soon as Mr. Guillory arrives, then we can begin the interview. Be sure to connect with the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Be sure to connect with us. You can go to AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on Number One Love Radio, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. B-E. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to Facebook Alfreda Love at A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, another thing is to make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one, and be sure to pray for everything that they need. Be sure to call them by name and pray for them. And then don't forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Why? Because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure that you check out the different various websites. If you go to, for instance, alfreda.herpages.com, what you will see is many different articles on crime and law enforcement. You will see articles on education for kids around the world. You will see charities. You will see fashion models. You will see celebrities. You will see blues music, politics, and, of course, political science. You will see all of those articles, so be sure to read those articles. Okay, this is Mr. Guillory. Just a second. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Albert Guillory, and he is on his way. He is calling right now, and as soon as he comes on the line, we're going to just jump right in to his interview. We know that everyone's schedule is hectic. That's why I love the AfricaLoveShow.com, because we understand with the clientele we have and the people that or who comes on the ministry, everybody's schedule is hectic, including mine. So we're going to wait until he arrives. But continue to be sure to look at those particular pages. In addition to that, you can go to stellargospelmusic.com. That's stellargospelmusic.com. And on that particular page, you will see many different artists, and I have Mr. Albert Guillory on the line. Mr. Guillory, how are you doing today?
Very well. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for asking, and I know your schedule is hectic. Thank you for taking out the time to interview on the AlfredaLoveShow.com.
My schedule has not been hectic. I set aside this time to talk with the Dr. Alfreda Love.
Well, so I feel honored. Thank you so much. Now,
the problem has been technical.
Guillory, sir?
The problem has been a technical problem in getting through to you. But I heard everything that you said. I've been on with you. You could not hear me.
Oh, great. Okay, great. Well, I'm glad you're here. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your political campaign and what you've done in the past?
Please do.
Okay. So, Mr. Guillory, can you please tell us a little bit more about you so that we can get a better picture of who you are?
I am a black man. Born in the Deep South in Louisiana, grew up in working in the fields of Louisiana and cotton and corn fields, actually. Went to college when I was 16, expelled from college when I was 18 for civil rights issues, and United States Navy, Rutgers Law School, and work in government for the states of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Illinois for a little while, Seattle, Washington, state senator in Louisiana, state representative in Louisiana. That's basically what I have done, a lifetime of service.
Wow, that is impressive. Great job. All right. Now, Senator Guillory, can you tell us what you see with the campaign election between Ms. Clinton and Mr. Trump?
This one is easy for me. On the one hand, there's Benghazi, the emails, the failed trade agreements that destroyed so much of the middle class and working class, the Arab Spring and regime change policies in the Middle East, the influence peddling. That's on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, there's Trump. Easy, easy choice for me.
Wow, okay, great. All right, now put yourself in the shoes of a U.S. congressman and tell the world what your main priorities are for America.
My first priority would be to get a balanced budget. Our nation is basically bankrupt, $20 trillion of national debt with a guaranteed $30 trillion within the next decade. That we can't do that. Then people forget who gets hurt when governments get into difficulty. Just look at Greece and look at Detroit, Chicago, and you see who gets hurt. We can't afford that. So a balanced budget first. More education choice would be my second. 50% of our schools are not productive. Half of our children cannot read, write, or compute at grade level. So we must do something to make our schools work and our children become educated. Safety is the third that I would look at very closely. We're putting too much garbage into our children, creating a culture of violence. We have to stop that. This is not about guns. There was a man hacked to death in California just a couple of days ago with a knife. It's a culture of violence that we must address. Veterans, of course. It is not proper. We take a group of people and they give their all. They give their bodies, their lives, their minds, and then they come home, those who are lucky and come home, and we treat them like humbug. Not acceptable. Not acceptable. And my fifth priority will be to bring more godliness back into American political life, more prayer, positions that favor life.
That's good.
Those will be my top priorities.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Now, Senator Guillory, please tell us a little bit about your beliefs in the education system as it relates to laws and policies in regards to student and teacher accountability.
I believe students should be accountable to teachers. When I was in the Louisiana legislature, I tried to pass a Classroom Protection Act that would give teachers absolute authority in their classrooms. It was shot down. One of the few very, very serious losses that I had in the legislature. We've got to take the violence and the disruptions out of the classroom. We have to reinstate what used to be called tracking of students. On one hand, you had the very, very bright students who were going to be challenged intellectually beyond the normal challenge. You had some other students who were on a business career track. You had others who were on an industrial track. Some were on an agricultural track. And it worked. It worked for everyone because the agricultural track person and the college track person had very different interests there and very different needs educationally. So we've got to step back and look at some things that have worked. And accountability to teachers has worked for America for a long time.
Right. That's good. Now, can you please tell us a little bit about the events in Cleveland and your role as senator? What are you doing as far as the events going on in Cleveland? How are you a part of that?
My role is to promote unity in our war against the corruption that Hillary would bring, that terrible background of corruption that she has. We must be unified, and I will be there promoting unity. And I will be reminding America of the roots of the Republican Party, the roots of today's Republican Party, which is fantastic. Republicans ended slavery. Republicans fought against lynching and violence. Republicans fought against Jim Crow. It was Republicans who sat with Martin Luther King and hammered out the 1957 Civil Rights Act, the first civil rights modern in modern times. Republicans did that, and I have to go and remind America of some of that history. That's the history of today's Republican Party.
Wow. Okay. Now, Senator Guillory, I was researching you, and I'm very impressed, and I was watching some of your YouTube videos and things of that nature, and I'm an advocate for kids. But how do you feel about the gun rights, and how will you be instrumental in helping to keep citizens safe? Because just, I believe, yesterday or today, a 14-year-old was accidentally shot by his father. And you said it's not the guns that kill, but we still have accidents happening. So
yes,
what are you doing
yes.
about that?
I think that any person who is going to become a gun owner should show some level of competence and should not have a violent criminal history, should not have a mental illness issue. We should not have, and on the terrorist fly list, no guns. We have to just adopt some reasonable gun programs that will address a lot of the violence, but much of it, much of the gun violence, most of it actually, 300 killings in Chicago so far this year. 300 young men shooting young men on the streets with and AK-47s and AR-15s, so-called army-style guns, had nothing to do with that. Those were young men using Saturday Night Specials, pistols. We have to address the culture of violence in a way that we have not yet.
Okay, that's good. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that hasn't been shared in this particular interview?
Yes. In order to hear more of what I'm about, please visit me at VoteElbert, VoteElbert, VoteElbert.com, and you will have an opportunity to please give us your prayers, give us your advice, send money, volunteer, but please help us in our quest to bring more common sense to Washington, D.C.
Wow, that's good. Okay, now, this is my last request, State Senator Guillory. If you had a few moments to tell listeners why we should vote for you for U.S. Congressman, what would you say?
I would say three things. Experience, more than 40 years in government from the municipal level to Washington, D.C., including the state representative and state senator. Government-level positions in at least six states. Experience. The commitment to serve. My first arrest came when I was 15 years old at a public library attempting to check out a book where black people could not check out books. From that day when I was 15 to this very day that I'm breathing right now, my life has been one straight line of commitment to serve. And finally, now I've got experience, I've got commitment, I have the coconuts, I have the courage, the fortitude to stand up when others stand back.
That is great, that is great. Okay, well, Mr. Guillory, I wish you the best, and may God continue to bless you and your campaign. If you ever want to come back on this particular radio station, you can, and I really appreciate your time.
Dr. Love, it has been a pleasure. I'm a big fan of yours. And
thank you.
This has just been special for me.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Okay. Thank you, and you have a blessed night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Senator Elbert Guillory, and he has some great historical information that he was able to give the AfridaLoveShow.com. So be sure to check him out. No matter what party that you're going for, check out State Senator Elbert Guillory in his race for U.S. Congressman, and he is in Louisiana. And in addition to that, he has some great history. So be sure to watch his YouTube videos. He has also a page on Facebook. So please be sure to Google Elbert Guillory and like his page and see what is going on. Now then, I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Once again, be sure to tap into the AfridaLoveShow.com and click on Number One Love Radio if you want to listen, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. This is an international radio station. We're able to connect with so many people around the world, and this is from normal people like me all the way to individuals who are running for different elections, presidents, educators, actors, actresses. So this is an international radio station, so be sure to spread the word. In addition to that, as I said before, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook Afrida Love. That's AlFredaLove, or Fredalove, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, I gave you the websites, afrida.hubpages.com, also stellargospelmusic.com, and afridaloveshow.com. Be sure to check out all of those particular websites. And also, the other website that we're incorporating is ilovebargains.com. This is where we have a bookstore, we have a music store, we have a movie store, audio and visual store, we have video games, we have toys, home and garden, software, and so on. And this is because we're partners with Amazon. This is actually an Amazon store that I'm just overseeing. So I'm helping to promote and advertise this particular website. All right? Just be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will have another very special guest who is going to speak to us about skincare and about different things relating to the skin. Now, let me say this, all right? In my lifetime, I've only allowed about four people to give me a facial. Four people. That means makeup, all of that. One being my mom, and then three being professionals at it. All right? And so we're going to implement a fashion and makeup portion on the AfridaLoveShow.com, because we're going to have many, I had many different individuals who is in the, they're in the field of makeup and fashion and things of that nature. And I'm really interested in the skin part because I want my skin to be better, okay? Just like some people want to lose weight, well, I want my skin to be tighter and I want it to be better because I have very sensitive skin, and so I want my skin to look better. And so, of course, I'm going to bring in some skin experts. But I say that to say this. I'm going to add three different individuals that I recommend on the AfridaLoveShow.com. One is in Waco, one is in Dallas, one is in Washington, D.C., and then actually four. One is in Las Vegas, all right? In my lifetime, once again, only four people have made up my face. Four, that's it, because I'm very particular about that. You have to be very particular about that. But I want you to see what these individuals do. Some of them go on and they work with different actors and actresses when, you know, we have special events. Some of them, they work just, I guess, around the house, and some of them work in retail stores and things of that nature. But a lot of people are looking for individuals who know a lot about the skin, because the skin is very important. Just like, to me, the skin is very important. Just like some people think, okay, controlling my weight is very important. Well, skin is very important to me, right? And so, because that's the area that I really need to work on. I'm just being real. That's the area. And so, with that, we're attracting, this ministry is also attracting, it's so hilarious, we're attracting different makeup artists, celebrities, regular people like me, and things of that nature. But I do want to showcase three individuals. So if you're a makeup artist, if you know anything about skincare, if you know anything about, I can help you with weight. I can help you with diets because I'm a licensed dietitian. Licensed fitness instructor. So we're going to add health. So I'll be sharing health. And then you guys can bring your expertise about skin. And then, of course, we're going to still have our gospel and all that great stuff. But We're going to incorporate some new things with AfreeToLoveShow.com. But at this time, I want to take out the time to thank so many people for tuning in to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough for sending people. I have emails right now of gospel artists. I have emails right now of different people who work with celebrity makeup. I have different people about fitness and health. I have different people that I can bring on this particular ministry. On Tomorrow Gospel, we're going to speak to an expert from the Steve Harvey Show about makeup. And so this is going to be very, very instrumental because people don't have to take out their time to do anything. But once again, as I said before, God always provides, and anything that God does is excellent. Anybody that God sends is excellent. And when God puts you in charge of something that he has orchestrated, then he's going to allow it to succeed. We're implementing a store. I mean, if you want to know that, I'm answering questions as we're going. Yes, we're implementing a store. It's called ilovebargains.com, ilovebargainz.com. At this particular store, once again, you will see a bookstore. You type in the name of the book you're looking for. You will see a music store. You will see a movie store. You know, there are different types of movie genres. You'll see an audio and visual store, video games, toy store, home and garden software. And, of course, this is Amazon. This is a partner. This is a sister of Amazon. And, actually, these have lower prices as well. But check out this particular website. Check it out and see what you like, and you will be very pleased with the prices. One of the things, and I'm going to click on it real quick so that you can see. I went to gospel. I clicked on music, of course, music store, and then you go down a little bit and you'll see gospel. And I'm going to put in, for instance, who do we want to put in? Let's put in a gospel artist. Lord, give me a name, please. Marvin Sapp. I'm going to put in Mr. Marvin Sapp, Pastor Marvin Sapp. And you will see that this is an album, The Very Best of Marvin Sapp, and it's only $3.99. These are the type prices I'm talking about. You know, it's only $3.99. And so radios and outlets and people who just like to collect, this is a great place, Amazon, to receive your CDs. Now, if you go to, let's go to the bookstore, because some people are asking me to look up some books. If you go to Spiritual Guide, I'm going to go to my book, Spiritual Guide to Go, you click on search, all right? I am the second book, right? A Spiritual Guide on the Go by Afreeta Imanya Love, okay? You save 53%. The book is $3.53. All right, so you get a great price there. If you go to the movie store, okay, for instance, let's type in, let's see here. Let's go to the movies, and you can basically type in any type of movie. Let's go to, let's click on Bravo. Let's click on Bravo and see what they have, okay? So we click on Bravo, and we see Steel Calzones, Making Friends But Not Amends. We see that. We see Reunion. We see Reunion Part 1. We see Housewives Overboard. And all of these are for $1.99. Excellent prices, $1.99. If you go to, for instance, African American Cinema, right, you'll see Purple Rain for $4.99. You'll see Roots for $14.96. Then if you want to collect Mr. Muhammad Ali, When We Were Kings, that's $8.34. So you'll see all of these great, great videos. We even have some for $1.99. If you go to the audio and visual store, okay, if you look at compact radio and stereos, which I need to be looking at right about now, you can see some special discounted prices, right? We even have car stereo, so be sure to check that out. If you go to video game store, I did not put that picture up there, but We have PlayStation 4. Okay. And so there you have it. Okay. All right. If you look at toys and game store, action figures, you'll see many different action figures there, party supplies, things of that nature. Then if you go to home and garden stores, you will see bedding. Let's look at artwork. Click on artwork right here. You have a couple of hand-painted wood framed. Michael Jordan, famous foul line dunk. You have a poster, and it's only $1.55. Michael Jordan right there. I believe I have that poster as well. But there it is. It was $10, but now it's a dollar. Amen. Amen. So we have a plethora of things, and I was asked to help to oversee this particular store. There are so many pictures here. And so if you just browse around, you will find pictures. But be sure to go to ilovebargains.com. It is part of Amazon. So be sure to go to that store and check it out. All right? Now then, let's move on. Once again, as I said before, if you could look at my page, my Facebook page, Afrita Love. On here you will see, if you click on the back cover page, you will see a calendar for July 2016. You'll see the AfritaLoveShow.com, that's a website, StellarGospelMusic.com, that's a website, and ILoveBargains.com. Then you will see some gospel artists here, and you will see many different actors and actresses and things of that nature. One of the things that I take great pride in is I'm always thinking about moving ahead. I'm always thinking about success and what God would have me to do. So that's why I always utilize this particular image, the brain, because I'm always thinking. It exemplifies who I am. But on Tomorrow Gospel, we're going to have Radio 1 dermatologist and Dr. Messalin, and she's going to be on here on tomorrow. And she will be on here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on the AfritaLoveShow.com. Be sure to check her out. And then after her, we're going to have our needs and our wants. So be sure to check her out. And we have many different individuals who are booking as we speak. And so this calendar is going to fill up a little bit. So just be ready for that. We're going to have some days off, but the calendar is going to fill up. And so every night I'm working, I'm trying to make sure that I have everyone booked who wants to be booked, and things of that nature, and we still have people coming in. So I say all that to say this. If you want to be on the Afrita Love Show, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.